Have you ever had a problem that was confounding you? It didn't matter what you did, you simply couldn't solve it. No matter what angle or new approach you attempted, you just couldn't quite figure out the solution. Perhaps you read a book to help you, or you did a search on Google to find the answer. And while you may have found some interesting insights, nothing was right for your situation. Your problem remained unsolved. And then it hit you. The answer to your problem, to your question or your problem, had been staring you in the face the entire time. And once you realized the solution, you were amazed that you hadn't thought of it sooner. It really seemed so simple. This is the type of situation that Pilate finds himself in this morning in our reading from John's Gospel. It's a strange passage to be reading at this time of year, a passage that is more often held for Good Friday, a story that comes right near the end of Jesus' earthly life. Yet, here we are this morning at the end of the church year. This is the last Sunday of the church year. With Advent next week, it is the beginning of a new church year. And we consider this encounter between Pilate and Jesus. Today is Christ the King Sunday, where we celebrate the kingship of Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives and as the head of the church. And as we celebrate this fact, as we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, we do so with the very same question that Pilate asked. What is truth? What is truth? What is truth when you believe one thing to be true about an issue, and someone else believes something different to be true about the very same issue? What is true? Are you both right, or are you both wrong? What is true? This is Pilate's question to Jesus. It is also our question today. What is truth? In a world torn apart by bombings, war, hunger, homelessness, illness, selfishness, amongst other things, what is truth? Truth, unfortunately for those who seek it, often escapes definition. It escapes our control. You've heard the expression, the truth hurts. And another expression is that the truth is often a bitter pill to swallow. Well, friends, we can find truth at the foot of the cross. We can find truth in blessings which hurt. Truth is found in grace. And truth is found when we reach the end of our despair. What is truth? Today is Christ the King Sunday, as I've mentioned. And in his encounter and dialogue with Pilate, we are reminded that Jesus tells us that his kingdom is not of this world. So what is it that we strive for? We believe that Jesus Christ is the King, that the kingdom to which we belong is not of this world, and yet it is a part of this world, for we are a part of this world. Jesus Christ is the King. We represent the church. And in representing the church, we represent Jesus Christ. The church is not beholden to political power or to a social ideology or to the whims of a consumerist society. We are subject to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Our job is to live that out in the world. How we do that job might vary, but make no mistake, we are called to live that out. Not because it's good for our health, not because it will make us rich, not because it will make us popular. We do so because the kingdom to which we belong is based on peace, justice, and mercy. Because the king we follow is not interested in getting reelected, or lining his pockets, or being the most loved monarch. Rather, the king we follow is interested in dispensing grace and love. The conversation with Jesus and Pilate, Jesus offers Pilate a way out of the predicament. It offers Pilate the opportunity to say, "You are correct. Others have told me this. Tell me more about the kingdom of which you speak. Tell me more about the truth you speak of." Now, what Pilate failed to grasp was that the truth was indeed standing before him that day. For that entire conversation, the truth was right there in front of him. Jesus Christ is the King of the church. Jesus is the Lord of life and the Prince of peace. Yes, Jesus came to earth to live with us. And ultimately, Jesus would die a painful death. Yet even standing before the only man who can condemn him to death, Jesus offers an olive branch. Jesus says, it doesn't have to be this way. Simply understand and accept the truth which I am offering. This is one of the last conversations that Jesus will have with a human being, and Jesus offers grace. When I think of the question about truth, about what is truth, I am reminded of the courtroom scene from the movie A Few Good Men. Tom Cruise is questioning Jack Nicholson. It's a charged and explosive scene. And at one point, Tom Cruise says, "I want the truth." To which Jack Nicholson replies, "You can't handle the truth." Pilate had the truth staring him in the face. Jesus, who tells us earlier in John's Gospel that he is the way and the truth and the life, is standing in front of Pilate. And Pilate asks, "What is truth?" And all he has to do is look at Jesus, the life Jesus has led, the teaching that Jesus has done, the healing ministry with which he has been engaged, and Pilate will find his answer. However, Pilate doesn't do this. The question we might ask him is why? Why doesn't Pilate ask further? Why doesn't he seek deeper meaning and understanding? Well, friends, I feel that the answer to that question is because Pilate was afraid he couldn't handle the truth. That deep down, Pilate knew that accepting the truth with which Jesus offered would jeopardize everything that Pilate held dear. And he couldn't handle that. Pilate was unwilling to give up his position, his privilege, his wealth, his influence, and his security. I often wonder if we too are unwilling or unable to handle the truth we find in Jesus Christ. Over the past week and a half that has gone by, we find ourselves still reeling from an attack on Paris, bombings in Beirut, Baghdad, and other events that have gone unreported. In the time that has passed, I have witnessed a lot of what I would identify as hate speech. And that might be putting things strongly, but I stand by it. People are saying, we should not let refugees into this country. We can't take the risk. What if? Friends, today we give praise to Jesus Christ, our King, the Lord of life, the Prince of peace. We have heard his words in John's Gospel. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Well, just what is it that Jesus has been saying all this time? To simplify the message enormously, Jesus has been saying to love people, all people, to welcome people. Let's remember that Jesus, after he was born, fled his country of birth because of political persecution. Let's remember that when Mary was pregnant, she and Joseph traveled to a different part of the country, and when they arrived, no one welcomed them. There was no room for them, no room for baby Jesus. It's a story which breaks our hearts, that no one made room for this pregnant family, that no one made room for Jesus Christ, God's Son, that he had to be born in a stable. And surely, after 2,000 years, we have learned that lesson. Surely, after 2,000 years, we've moved a little further. It was only a few generations ago, May 13, 1939, that the steamship St. Louis sailed from Germany with over 900 passengers, almost all of which were Jews fleeing from the Third Reich. They arrived in Havana, Cuba. They had the proper paperwork. What they didn't know was that the Cuban government had since rescinded that paperwork. So they were denied entry. Their plan was to travel further onwards into the United States, leaving Cuba. Well, the ship sailed north towards Miami, and the U.S. government denied them entry. The ship returned to Europe. Just under 300 of those passengers found refuge in Great Britain, and the rest were spread amongst Belgium, the Netherlands, and France. Of those on the continent, 254 died in the Holocaust, and the remainder endured it. History. If we don't learn from it, we are doomed to repeat it. What is truth? Truth is found in the person of Jesus Christ, whose living and dying reflects the will of God in our lives. Truth is found when we listen to the voice of Jesus, who praised the Samaritan, who said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." It's a hard message. We have difficulty with it at times. Sometimes one part is a little bit easier than another. And so we pick and we choose the gospel based on what suits us best. However, friends, that's not how it works. Because we pick and we choose the gospel based on what's comfortable for us, we turn our back on Jesus because we can't handle the truth. A truth which also says, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Amen.